Good morning. It is really a privilege for me to share on the first Sunday of the brand new year. And I want to wish you a very wonderful, happy, blessed new year. As we start a new year, we started with a new theme.
我们开始新一年，我们有新的主题。
And this month, our theme is worship. Worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们今个月的主题，我们特别是着重于以诚以灵去敬拜我们的神。
When Reverend Law offered me to preach this morning about the subject of worship, I thought about many passages.
当罗牧师邀请我在今个礼拜跟大家分享的时候，我曾经思想过有很多不同的经文。
But I wanted to speak to you personally from the passage that has really impacted my life as a worshiper.
但是我选了一个是对我生命作为一个敬拜者的生命最有影响的经文跟大家分享。
Through this passage, I was able to clearly identify and understand what do we worship, who do we worship, how and why we worship.
透过这个经文去帮助我认识到究竟我是一个怎样的人，我是怎样的敬拜，我用什么方法去敬拜，我怎样的去敬拜我的神。
And hopefully same thing can happen to you this morning as you listen to the message.
我也盼望着透过大家去听神的话语经文的时候，同样的这个信息都进入你的生命的里头。Let
us pray this together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you this morning for your presence.
父亲，多谢你今日与我们同在。
Without your presence, worship cannot happen.
若果没有你自己亲临我们中间，这个敬拜是不再存在的。
We thank you for meeting us and speaking to us.
多谢你今日面见我们，更加向我们讲说话。
And helping us to experience your love this morning through the praise.
更加多谢你，因为藉着我们的敬拜，让我们能够亲近到你。
I want to explain or share the experience that Isaiah had in his worship.
我今天想藉着以赛亚的经历去分享，去解释什么叫敬拜。
I pray that all of us may be able to understand what Isaiah had experienced and experience it for ourselves as well.
我求你去让以赛亚的经历去解释，让我们明白到什么叫敬拜。
Please bless your word.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
Because your word has transforming power.
因为你的话语没有改变人生命的能力。
Help me, Lord, your servant, I pray.
帮助我，我作为你的仆人，我在你面前的祷告。
Fill me with your spirit so I could share this message this morning.
求你自己灵充满我，以致我能够分享你自己的信息。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
我的祷告是奉基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the story that we just read takes place around 740 BC.
正话大家读到的那个经文所发生的故事，是在主前740年前发生。
What happened was, there was a great king by the name of Uzziah.
当时发生的情况，就是有一个很重要的皇帝，他的名字叫做乌西亚。
At this time, the country of Israel was divided between the north and the south, northern kingdom of Israel, southern kingdom of Judah.
当时已经分了为两个国家，一个是南国和北国。
King Uzziah was a king of Judah, and Bible characterizes him as someone who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
乌西亚王是犹大国的国王，当时圣经形容他是一个敬畏神，是一个爱神的人。
When this story is told, this is a time when King Uzziah had passed away.
这个事情发生的时候，是乌西亚王驾崩的时间。
And because he was such a great leader, his death has thrown the nation into complete uncertainty and potential turmoil.
正正也都因为乌西亚是一个这么大的君王的缘故，所以他驾崩也都导致到犹大国成为一个很大的危机。
To give you a perspective of how difficult the time was, within 30 years of this event, the northern kingdom was taken over by Assyrians.
给大家更加多一点的理解，当时的严峻的情况。乌西亚王驾崩30年之后，北国就被这个亚述王所侵占。
So it was a difficult time.
所以对于以色列人来讲，当时是一个困难的时间。
When things looked bleak.
因为当时所有的情况都是很黑暗的，很幽暗的。
when hope seemed to dry up.
亦都没有盼望的。
It was at this time God decides to remove the veil for Isaiah to see the spiritual dimension of what's really happening in our world.
当其时神就揭开以赛亚的面纱，以赛亚能够睇见将来要显示在他面前的事情。
So let's go into the text and we see first thing that happens. What Isaiah sees is Isaiah sees God sitting on the throne.
跟着我们看回那个经文的时候，我们看见以赛亚看见的是看见神坐在宝座之上。
In the scripture, throne represents authority and power.
圣经里面讲到宝座之上就代表着权能。
Despite all the surrounding circumstances that Isaiah is currently facing, he is clearly seeing God sitting on the throne.
当其时以赛亚所睇见嘅就系睇见我哋嘅神坐在宝座之上。
Now, I'd like to show you, Apostle John's letter in the book of Revelation.
跟住想带大家去睇翻咧，使徒约翰佢讲到咧喺创世喺启示录里边所讲到佢所遇见神嘅时候嘅光景。
This is about 800 years past this event.
嗱，呢个讲紧系发生咗以赛亚呢个事情之后嘅800年之后嘅时间。
Apostle John, because of his faith, was exiled to the island called Patmos.
使徒约翰当时咧系被驱逐放逐去到呢个嘅拔摩岛嘅地方。
This was a time of severe persecution of Christians.
在当其时其实是基督徒受到最大逼迫的一个时间。
So we can guess that Apostle John, just like Isaiah, was disillusioned.
我们同样可以想象到使徒约翰同样都有很多失望的里面。
And confused about the reality that he was facing.
亦都是经历很大的混乱，不知道究竟前面那个情况是什么。
And in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, 2 and 8, if you are willing to follow, and if you want to look it up yourself, please do so.
其实呢跟着他讲呢就是讲到启示录里面第四章第一、第二和第八节。如果大家有圣经的想跟着一起去看的，大家可以揭开启示录第四章第一、第二和第八节。
Listen to these words that Apostle John says. After these things, I looked and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.
圣经这样讲，他说，此后我观看，见到天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音，对我说，你上来这里，我要将以后要成就的事情指示你。
And he sees the same thing that Isaiah sees.
使徒约翰见到的，就好像当日以赛亚所见到的情况一样。
What does he see? He sees God sitting on the throne.
他看见什么东西？他看见就是神坐在宝座之上。
900 years have passed.
当中经过了900年的时间。
And in our physical world, many kingdoms and dynasties that has influenced and impacted the way we live had gone on, but God had continuously been sitting on the throne, in control, in power, and in authority.
在世间的里面，900年可以发生很多事情，可以很多事情已经转变，权力、王权改变过来，然而约翰睇见嘅系900年之后，神仍然冇改变嘅，继续坐着为王。
This experience of what they see is not just for John and Isaiah, because Scripture is what we believe. It is for our benefit.
圣经记录嘅系讲到约翰嘅经历，然而呢个经历同样唔单止净喺约翰嘅身上睇见，同样嘅喺我哋每一个人身上同样经历，因为圣经所讲嘅说话系对住你同我今日所讲嘅信息。
God asks all of us to open our spiritual eye and see God sitting on the throne in his full power, authority, and control over everything that happens in our lives.
神要告诉你的就是他掌管一切超越时空的掌管着继续坐着为王。
Think about it.
让我们一起思想。
If you are fully convinced that God is in control over everything that is happening in my life and my world.
当我思想认识到神是满有掌权的，掌管着今日我的生命，掌管着所有一切的时候。
That he's in control over life and death, health and future, children and everything else.
佢掌管嘅系我嘅生命，系我嘅健康，系我嘅儿女，系我所有嘅一切。
If you really believe that, would that change you?
当我哋想到呢一切会唔会将我改变过嚟
？I read this passage when I was not a minister.
当我尚未系一个牧者嘅时候，我会读呢段经文。
And I thought it over time and time again.
我将呢个经文反复思量好多次。
And I came to realize that God is one person that I just cannot do without in this world.
佢让我明白认识到神。是各位我唯一可以依靠我不能没有的一位神。
Therefore, worship is important to me.
所以敬拜成为真神是重要的事情。
Coming to church on Sunday and worshiping God is tremendously important to me.
在主日的里面去敬拜神对我来讲是至为重要的。
Why? Because God is in control.
为什么因为神他本身就掌管一切。
And knowing that also affected my attitude toward worship.
认识呢一切，同样嘅改变我今日去敬拜嗰份嘅态度。
I started coming to church, especially on Wednesday and Sundays, with anticipation and with purpose.
所以当我翻到主日崇拜嘅时候，我每一次崇拜嘅时候，我都有一份嘅期待。
Do you have expectation today?
今天早上你翻去崇拜嘅时候
，Your situation may be dire, like what Isaiah was feeling, what John was feeling. Do you have expectation from God this morning when you came to worship God?
或许你嘅生命里边都好似约翰一样，好似以赛一样，有好多嘅失望，有好多嘅沮丧。但系我哋有冇一份嘅期望咧？今日翻去崇拜嘅时候
，Think about this also.
我哋一齐再思想。
If you were invited.
如果今日邀请你
to Ottawa to attend the special ceremony to honor Stephen Harper,
邀请你去到渥太华嗰里边，去邀请你参加一个嘅聚会咧，去为到Stephen Harper 为到我哋嘅总理去做一个庆祝会。
And you are preparing for this event.
而咧，你系需要为呢一个嘅庆祝会嚟做准备嘅。
Think about the night before you would actually attend this event.
我想你想象一下喺你去。赴会之前嗰一晚你会点样样咧？心情
？What would you think about？
你想紧嘅系咩嘢咧
？What would you wear？
你会选择着啲咩衫咧
？For me, that is the attitude。
对我嚟讲，呢个就系我哋嘅态度。
I ask, who am I coming to see today？
我去问今日嘅早上，我去见边个人咧
？How do I show reverence to this great King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who is in control？Who's an authority over everything that exists? How do I show reverence?
我点样去表达我对呢一个王者之王、一切万有之上嘅嗰位嘅嗰份嘅尊敬咧
？I think it has everything to do. My appearance has everything to do with who I'm coming to see on this day.
我相信我今日嘅衣着，我点样嘅打扮。讲紧嘅系我点样去敬拜紧，点样去敬畏呢一个人。
I'm not saying we should all buy suits。
我并唔系话咧，我哋个个都要着西装。
Frankly, some of us cannot afford it。
甚至乎咧，我哋可能有当中有人咧觉得啊，真系太花费啦。
But if you keep in mind who you are coming to see and how you need to honor this person, I think that makes all the difference in the way we dress, the way we come to church on Sunday.
但我相信，当我哋认真嘅思想到今日我哋嚟到嘅时候，我哋见嘅系边一个，我哋敬拜嘅，我哋去尊崇嘅系边一个时候，我哋今日点样嘅表达自己，成为一个好重要嘅因素。
And that tells us that we are ready for worship.
这个也都讲到明，就是我们今天是否已经准备好去敬拜我们的神呢
?Second point that I want to talk about is, as you read the text, think about who is leading the worship and who is the object of worship.
第二样我想提到的就是想回究竟我们今天敬拜的时候是谁在这里带领我们的崇拜呢
?Who is saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty? It's not Isaiah.
我哋睇翻究竟边个喺度话圣哉圣哉圣哉全能嘅上帝系边个喺度讲嘅咧
？It is Seraphs
呢一个咧系撒拉弗喺度。
Worship is an heavenly activity，
敬拜系天上嘅一个嘅活动。
It is something that has been going on from the beginning of time， and it will continue unto the eternity。
呢一个嘅活动从开始嘅时候已经开始，直至到永久嘅将来都要继续嘅发生。
The problem we have sometimes is that we have a tendency to evaluate worship based on what we get out of it.
问题好多时系因为我哋去衡量一个敬拜嘅时候，我哋去衡量究竟我从呢个敬拜里边得着有几多。
We talk about how was the music, how was the message, how was the prayer, and things like that.
我哋去衡量去问究竟今日嗰个音乐如何啊？今日嘅敬，今日嘅讲道如何啊？今日嘅祷告又如何咧
？But the right question to ask is not those things.
但系我哋要问一个问题，一个正确嘅问题，唔系问正话我哋问咗啲嘢。
But our attitude should be, how do we enter into worship that is already going on in a spiritual realm?
我哋需要去问嘅就系，我哋今日如何嘅进入敬拜嘅里边，进入呢个从以前开始，直到将来永久都要继续发生嘅嗰个敬拜嘅里边呢
？We are not the point of worship.
我哋唔系敬拜嘅中心，亦都唔系敬拜嗰点。
It is God who is the point of our worship.
神佢自己先至系敬拜嘅中心。
Third point, as we read the text, we discover.Is that God is holy, and that's what we discover in true worship.
当我哋睇圣经经文嘅时候，我哋第三点发现嘅就系神佢自己先系敬拜嘅中心，佢先系嗰个真实要去接受敬拜嘅。
Who is the one that's crying out about God being holy? These are seraphs.
边个喺度呼喊话神系要受敬拜嘅咧？系撒拉弗。
They're angelic beings. They're not like us.
佢哋系乜嘢？佢哋系天使造，佢哋系被造嘅天使之物。
They're not doomed to sinfulness like us. They are in the presence of God.
佢哋同我哋唔同，佢哋被造嘅时候已经系喺呢个永恒嘅里边。佢哋同我哋唔同，我哋冇我哋呢一份嘅被造作嗰个嘅身份。
But look at their posture.
但我哋睇翻佢哋点去敬拜。
They're covering themselves because they cannot dare to look at complete holiness.And glory of God.
我哋睇翻佢哋点样敬拜。佢哋敬拜嘅时候，系用佢哋翅膀遮脸，因为佢哋唔可以，佢哋唔配去见呢一个完全嘅至高神。
Holy, holy, holy.
佢哋呼喊话圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
They could be referring to triune God.
可能佢哋喺度讲紧嘅系嗰位三位一嘅神。
But in Hebrew way of speaking, when you repeat something three times, it means it's perfect.
但系当我哋去睇到从呢个希伯来文嘅文化里面去睇嘅时候，当一个说话重复三次嘅时候，就系代表紧呢个说话嘅完整性。
So God is completely, perfectly holy.
意思就系话神系完全嘅、全部嘅圣洁。
And if you are able to understand that, you would also understand Scripture clearly says that sin is incompatible with His holiness.
当我哋再细察圣经嘅时候，我哋更加睇见。罪在圣洁里面是不能存在。
And in the Old Testament period, it effectively separated human from God.
我们更加看见将圣经里面将人和神是分开。
Even when God was traveling with the people of Israel in the tabernacle, he always isolated himself because no human being who is not holy can see God or experience God and touch God.
当你看在旧约里面这个约柜同埋以色列一起去经历出埃及嘅时候，神系喺呢个约柜同以色列人系分开嘅。
Every important person in the Old Testament who was known for their holiness, if they saw God's presence, they were trembling, they were struck with fear.
我哋睇见喺旧约嗰里边，每一个曾经面见过神嘅，佢哋都系带住恐惧嘅、震惊嘅咁嚟到去见神。
I could give you example of Moses, Isaiah that we have just witnessed, Job, and even during Jesus' time, and Jesus' glory was hidden during the time when he was a human being, people still felt uncomfortable with him. Peter, for example, says, Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinner.
我们看见旧约的里面，无论是摩西，无论是以赛亚，无论是约伯，他们面见神的时候，都是惊惶震惊的里面，甚至当主耶稣道成肉身成为神自己来到的时候，同样人见到的时候都有那份惧怕，所以彼得跟主耶稣说，夫子请离开我吧。
I'd like to ask you to read this one statement made by one of the renowned philosophers of our time, Friedrich Nietzsche. He says, Christianity needs sickness. Making sick is a true hidden objective of the church's whole system of salvation procedures. One is not converted to Christianity. One must be sufficiently sick for it.
我们特别在这一刻里面，我们回到引用尼采 佢喺呢本书叫做基督教需要有呢个病态嘅思念嘅时候，佢特别讲到咧 佢特别讲到咧，基督徒需要嘅咩嘢？需要一份咧有病嘅嗰份恐惧、惧怕嘅心智，嗰份嘅心思。因为咧咁嘅时候咧，教会就能教会就系因为咁嘅缘故，以致到人咧系会寻找救恩啦。
When I was not a believer, I agreed with the statement.
当我未信主之前，我同意尼采嘅说话。
I felt Christianity was depressing.
我相信当时我相信基督教本身系一个好好幽暗、好抑郁嘅一个嘅信念。
Always talking about sin.And are we not all sinners in some ways? Even when I was not a believer, I recognized that no one was really perfect, and every one of us are flawed. And what is the point of pointing all that out all the time?
基督教时时讲到嘅就系讲到系罪嘅问题。当我未信主嘅时候，成日都会怀疑点解教会里边成日都要讲罪啊？讲到咧好似我哋好幽暗咁。其实我都明知人唔系完全嘅啦，系有问题，但唔需要成日都讲出嚟噶嘛。
And you know, Nietzsche was right in one respect, because even Jesus said.I have not come to call the healthy, but those who are sick.
尼采讲嘅说话其实某程度上未有真理嘅。主耶稣都讲嘅话，我嚟到呢个世界上，为要嘅唔系去照顾嗰啲健康嘅人，嚟嘅系要照顾有病嘅人。
Think about it. Awareness of sinfulness is accompanied by guilt and sorrow.
我哋需要留意嘅就系，我哋明白，我哋体会我哋自己嗰份。Can you say that again? Sorry.
Awareness of sinfulness is accompanied by guilt and sorrow.
我哋需要我哋明白体会我哋自己有罪嘅时候，系因为我哋有嗰份嘅有嗰份嘅罪疚感嘅缘故，所以我哋咧体会到自己有唔妥当。
In all honesty, this does not come across as a happy thing.
我哋需要同意嘅呢一个唔系一个好开心嘅情嘅一个嘅谂法。
Which one of us will feel comfortable with people crying in sorrow, especially during worship?
我哋去谂下有冇边一个人咧，特别咧喺到敬拜嘅时候，特别咧有嗰份好忧伤，要喺呼喊嘅心情咧？
But I have come to realize
但我理解到一样嘢
that when we truly experience God, we do become painfully aware of our sinfulness.
当我们真真正正去经历神的时候，我们就有那份很真实的体会那份的伤痛。
I love God.
我很爱我的神。
I serve God.
我愿意服侍我的神。
Full time.
全时间嘅服侍我嘅神。
And I don't have the kind of temptations that you have to go through. I work in the church.
我比较比你幸福，因为我喺教会里面去工作，所以我冇你哋喺世界里面嗰种嘅诱惑。
I love the Lord.
我爱我嘅神。
I want to live the way He wants me to live.
我想活出神愿意我活出嘅方法。
But every Sunday morning I come to church and I know what I've done wrong.
但每一个主日嘅时候，我翻到教嘅时候，我都好体会明白到，其实我整个礼拜里面做咗好多错嘅事情。
I experience conviction.
我经历嘅系呢一份嘅罪疚嘅感觉。
Even when I'm preaching a message, sometimes it rebukes me, it convicts me. It's the reality of who we are.
甚至乎当我宣讲去讲道嘅时候，神嘅说话同样进入我生命里面，以致我知罪。
But the most amazing thing is, it is at this moment of our awareness, we become clear about how precious what Jesus had done on the cross means for us.
但我想更加强调嘅，喺呢一刻嘅里边，俾我一个更加真实嘅嗰个感受，就系我知道主耶稣点解死喺十字架上，为我嘅缘故而死，以作能够得着救恩。
Jesus taught us in the Sermon on the Mount.Blessed are those mourn, they will be comforted. And then he goes on to say, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled.
主耶稣在这里讲到，特别在登山宝训里面讲到，忧伤的人是神所悦纳的，是神去安慰的。更加讲到我们来到神的面前的时候，他那份的供应。
Motivation to live for God is continuously fed.By our awareness of who we are and how precious what Jesus had done on the cross means to me.
是因为我们今天明白到体会到主耶稣在十字架上为我所付上的为我所做到的以致我今天我成为有动力的去到敬拜我的神。
You see, I believe that the problem that we face today, especially amongst the young people, is that we don't understand who we are.
我想在这里讲到的就是，其实今天我们特别是年轻的一代，我们回到来的时候，我们不晓得敬拜，是因为我们不晓得，不知道究竟我是谁。
Well, for whatever reason, whatever the influence, we have lowered God to our level, and we have elevated ourselves to God's level.
我不知道是什么缘故，但是情况就是，我们将神从高位里面拉低了下来，更加将我们自己提升到一个很高的位置里面。
And to many of us, grace doesn't mean a whole lot.
而对于我们很多来讲，恩典并不代表着任何特别的东西。
Can I tell you the secret?
我可不可以告诉你究竟这个秘密是什么呢？
It is true gratitude that leads to passion and service to God.
这份的恩典是我们完全的真心的爱，爱的缘故，而使我们去服侍神。
It all comes from our experiencing God's holiness and our sinfulness.
是源于我们那份的感恩，更加源于我们看见自己那份的不足，那份的罪疚。
But we're not left mourning about our sinfulness. God reaches out to us and God heals us, as we see in Isaiah.
但我们很感谢的就是，我们并不在这里完结，而我们看见神愿意苦咒下来接纳我们，和我们在一起，就好像正如我们在以赛亚书里面所看到的情景。
In the presence of the holiness of God, Isaiah immediately becomes aware that he is sinful. He talks about his unclean lips.
在神的面前，以赛亚经历到自己那份的不配和自己那份的罪疚，所以他说我的嘴唇是不洁的。
What does God do? God immediately helps him.
神做了什么？神就立刻的去帮助他。
By cleansing him with a coal.
神就将一个火炭摆在他口里面，将他洁净过来。
See, if you can look at this table here, this is an altar.
如果大家去看下这个祭坛。
Let's say, and the animal was sacrificed in order to cleanse us of our sins. The blood was shed, and it was consumed by fire.
我们去想象这里有个祭物，这个祭物是为了去赎我们的罪，而呢神一火降临在这里。
Now, beneath this altar is a core.
在这个的祭坛的下面，其实就是那个火炭。
And everything that happens on top flows down to the coal. And this is a thing that God uses to cleanse the lips of Isaiah.
任何在这里烧的东西就跌在下面那些火炭里面，而去洁净以赛亚那个嘴唇的就是这个火炭。
When we recognize God's holiness,
当我们看见神那份的圣洁，
when we become painfully aware of our sinfulness,
当我们很痛苦地看见我们自己那份的罪的时候，
God comes to rescue us and heals us.
神亲自下来去赦免我们，甚至去医治我们。
My daughter,
我的女儿，
her name was, no, the other one. Oh, Adia. I'm sorry. Just last week, Adia was sick.
Adia 咧病咗上个星期嘅时候。
And because she can't speak, we don't know exactly why she's sick.
因为咧佢暂时都未识讲嘢，咁所以咧佢唔舒服嘅时候，我哋冇办法明白其实佢唔舒服。
She was screaming in pain.
咁咧佢好喺痛苦嘅里边喺度叫喊。
And I remember.The feeling that I had in my heart, it just longs to cure her illness right away.
我作为父亲，我当时的心情就是，我希望，我好希望可以即刻去医治佢嘅痛苦。
I mean, I have my limitations. I'm not a doctor, so I can't really understand what the sickness is, nor how to cure the sickness.
不过可惜我唔系医生，所以我唔知道点样医佢，甚至乎我都冇嗰个知识去帮到佢。
But in my heart.
但在我心的里面，
I didn't even want to waste one more second of hearing her scream.
我不想再花上任何一秒钟的时间去让她这样在痛苦里面呼叫。
I wished to help her right away.
我很想可以立刻的去帮到她。
When that thought came across my mind and my heart,
当到这个思念进入我心的时候呢，
I thought about God.
我就思念到神。
And how he must feel the same way for us.
我就思念到神佢点样嘅心，佢睇见我哋嘅时候，同样呢一份咁嘅心思。
Some of us are going through a very difficult situations in life at the moment.
可能在座嘅弟兄姊妹同样今日经历嘅系生命里边好痛苦嘅一刻。
Many of us are helpless to help you.
甚至乎系身边嘅弟兄姊妹都好觉得无助嘅，咁就帮唔到你。
But I know one person who can help you.
然而好清楚知道有一个人能够帮到你。
He is God.
呢一个就系神。
And you came to worship Him this morning.
而你今朝嘅早上就嚟到呢度敬拜佢。
I hope you're able to experience Him today this morning.
我盼望嘅系你今朝嘅早上同样嘅能够经历到佢。
Think about both John and Isaiah.
让我哋去思想到约翰同埋以赛亚。
After their vision,
喺佢哋呢一个异象嘅之后
，their attitude changes.
佢哋嘅态度改变过嚟。
Their life changes.
佢哋嘅生命改变过嚟。
The circumstance may have remained the same, but once they realized that God was in control, they no longer fear the life.The reality of life.
或许环境系没有改变，但系佢哋经历过神嘅改变之后，佢哋嗰份嘅思维态度完全改变过嚟。
God holds life.
神掌管住生命。
God holds death.
神同样掌管住死亡。
God holds healing.
神掌管住医治。
God holds everything about our lives.
神掌管我哋生命里边嘅一切。
Paul said.
保罗讲到。
Even the dreaded thing that we all fear, such as death, he said, to die is to gain, because to die is to be present before our God.
保罗讲到喺我哋生命里边，我哋甚至最惧怕嘅事情，就比方好似死一样，我哋同样知道喺死嘅里边，我哋要去面见神。
This is when Isaiah responds to God.
呢个就系以赛亚去回应神嗰个嘅思想。
And says,
所以佢就话到
，Here I am, send me.
佢话。我在这里请差我。
When we truly worship God,
当我们真心地去敬拜神的时候
,we respond with service.
我们以服侍作回应。
We respond with obedience.
我们以信服作回应。
Whether it be cleansing of ourselves that is calling us to do,
无论是洁净我们以致我能够去做他要我们工作。
Whether it be serving his people, or loving others, or forgiving others.
又或者去服侍其他人去照顾其他人去帮其他人。
Whenever we experience God, we are ready to obey.
我们何时经历过神我们何时就愿意顺服神。
If at the end of worship, your heart is truly motivated to obey God and follow Him, you have worshipped God.
如果今日你喺崇拜完结嘅时候，你有嗰一份愿意服侍神嘅心嘅话，你今日就系真正嘅敬拜过神。
Because true worship transforms us.
因为真正嘅敬拜改造我哋嘅生命。
I pray.That all of us throughout the year is able to experience God in worship.
我去祷告神，祷告我哋大家嚟紧呢一年嘅里边喺敬拜里边去经历神。
It is the most essential thing that you and I are called to do.
呢一个亦都系我哋今日被呼召去做嘅一个好重要嘅一个环节。
But we have to do it right.
但我哋需要嘅系做得正确。
And I hope through my message you understand.What true worship looks like.
我都盼望住藉住今日我嘅信息，去让大家明白到真正嘅敬拜系咩嘢。
Expect great things from God.
期望从神里边有大事。
God can meet all of your needs.
神可以满足我哋任何嘅需要。
I bless you. Let's pray together.
我祝福你，愿我哋一齐祷告。
Lord, I thank you for.Your presence in your word and in our worship this morning.
父神，多谢你，我多谢你今天的早上在你的说话里面在敬拜里头和我们同在。
I lift up those people who are going through incredibly difficult circumstances at this time.
我将到那些今天在这个时间里面经历艰难的人他们带到在你的跟前。
You are in authority and in control.
你是满有能力，你更加掌管一切。
In your hands, you hold life, death, future, health, everything that affects us.
在你的手里面，你掌管生命、死亡、健康、我们的将来、我们的一切。
Please have mercy on us.
我求你今天施怜悯于我们。
We ask for your grace not because we deserve it, but because you are God of compassion and love.
我哋求你自己恩，唔系因为我哋配得着你嘅恩，乃因为你就系嗰个施恩嘅神。
And through what Jesus had done on the cross, we are your children and we know you long to heal us, you long to bless us, you long to give us peace and joy in our hearts.
主耶稣在十字架上面的时候称呼我们作他的儿女，我们很明白到父神你何等的爱我们，你何等的渴慕着我们同你在一起。
And we ask you to do this in Jesus' name.
所以我们今天的早上，我们奉基督的名字向你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.